Experts who study risk say this is a good time to be alive. Life expectancy has nearly doubled in the last 100 years. Infant mortality has dropped substantially in just the last 30 years. The sky is cleaner, the water clearer, but commentator David Ropeek says many Americans still seem worried.
It's not supposed to be this way, not during the holidays. We're not supposed to feel afraid like this. Good tidings for Christmas and a Happy New Year are mixed with rumblings of war, forebodings of terrorism, and a worrying raft of other risks, from snipers to West Nile virus. The ghost of Christmas present 2002 is pretty unsettling. But since we are generally living longer, healthier lives, why are we so afraid? The post-World War II industrial, technological, and information ages have given us new products and processes faster than ever, and with their benefits come new risks. Polio and plague may be gone, but now we have pesticides, nuclear power, and global climate change. Smallpox may return. And there is the truly troubling realization that a group of fanatics want to kill as many Americans as possible. They're coming here to do it, and it's going to be tough to stop them. Stoking the fire of these fears is an unprecedented media reality. Never have there been so many voices bringing us news about the worry du jour. And never have they had the ability to sound the alert so globally and so instantaneously. The basic news message seems inescapable. It's like the Gina Davis character said in the movie The Fly, "Be afraid, be very afraid." What's more, for the first time in American journalism, nearly all our sources of information are in just a few corporate hands, Scrooges who are beholden more to profits than public service. So they play up the scary and dramatic to grab our attention and induce us to buy tomorrow's paper or newscast, and so what if that leaves us less informed and more afraid? But despite these new risks and alarms, the facts are that we are living longer, healthier lives. For many of us, it is a wonderful life this Christmas season. The sky is not falling. Those aren't anthrax spores dusting the ground. They're snowflakes. And we're still here to enjoy them. Shame on us if we let too much fear get in the way.
David Ropeek is the communications director at the Harvard Center for Risk Analysis.